I'm going to think of some names for all these now.
Yeah.
She usually just goes through some name and then do like part one or whatever. Actually, no, I usually do like stupid names for everything. But this has been a whole load of different topics.
Yeah.
Go, what are you going to talk about? Your 2 points?
Yeah, two last points. First of all, I think the only reason that I'm still going to church is because it means that I get to play bass on a platform like three Sundays a month. Which is probably not a good reason to go to church, but until something better comes along, I guess, then I keep doing that. I think they kind of need me there now, because of like some of the, like, I don't like do anything big like youth leading or anything anymore. I used to like lead a small group, like youth group thing.
Yeah,
and I've stopped doing that now because that would be bad if I was to be doing that. So I still play bass on the platform, and then I do like the words for the songs sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that if I was, I don't mean this in like a really like I'm awesome way, but I think that if I left, then they'd be kind of screwed, because like there'd be only like one other person doing the words for the thing now.
Yeah.
And then they don't have anybody else to play bass. Like the week that I'm not able to play bass because I'm doing the AV stuff, they
don't know a band.
No, they have like just like one of the worship leaders who normally plays guitar playing bass, and it's I wouldn't want to just be an ass like that and just leave. But yeah, so that was one of my points. I just didn't hit a curb. My other point is I kind of want to do an experiment.
Okay.
Like here's my point of view. Here's like what kind of sparked my experiment that I want to do.
Okay.
If God's real,
okay,
and he obviously wants to choose people to lead in church, they're supposed to lead in church. Right? Okay. So he would obviously choose people who believed in him. If he wanted to choose someone.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
Because if they, because of someone like you who did believe in God at the time, like, it could do something that could help strengthen the bond between you and God rather than breaking it, giving you something like a higher role in the church.
Yeah,
I can see that being a thing. That's the thing, anything Christianity, there's always a reason. Usually, well, not, I don't want to say usually, I don't want to offend Christians.
Yeah,
but like a lot of it is just bullshit stuff. They just sort of slightly could tie in, maybe.
Yeah. It's like circular belief stuff. It's like, I believe this because I believe this.
Yeah.
And if you tell me that's wrong, then I still believe it.
F you.
What was I going to say? What was I talking about? Yeah, but like, see, it's deciding that I don't believe in God anymore. I don't really want anything to do with God anymore, apart from going to church. First of all, it made me think, how many people do you think are like in churches because they just don't want to leave, but they don't actually believe in God? I'd say there's probably a good few.
Probably.
But yeah, like, since deciding that I don't believe in God, like, I've been asked to be, like, I was like asked to speak at like a youth event. But surely
you crashed that event.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying. Like, if God wanted someone to speak at a youth event, he would probably choose someone who believed in him. So either
you see, yeah.
Either
that's sounds like something I would say rather than you would say. Yeah. What the hell is he doing?
I have no idea.
Murder.
Murderers. So one thing is, either the people in the church, either God doesn't exist, or people in the church aren't actually listening to God, and they're just going by what they think is right, I guess. But so my experiment was going to be like, in like the next year, see like how sort of high up in the church I could get without